Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate 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 Vasudevaya Welcome, welcome, welcome to the fourth session of our online Kirtan experience. Really, I'm very, very pleased that we can meet like this by the magic of the internet and in this way create something together which I think does not only have a personal dimension, you know, that we personally feel hopefully uplifted. No, there is another dimension, and that is that when the singing goes on, invisible auspiciousness is spread. And this holds true especially to today's session, but more on that later. You must know, when various people start to resonate together, at that time something happens. I have it written down here. Something which is already going on inside is intensified. When many people come and resonate together, their love, for instance, is intensified. Because like mirrors, each soul will reflect what is going on in the other. And that is one of the mysteries or secrets why Kirtan is so especially powerful. People come together as their best versions on a spiritual level, in other words, and they amplify whatever degree of spiritual realization is there in others, and together they grow, together they advance. This is the power of Kirtan. I mean, there are many other aspects, but this is one of them. So I would like to start the session like I start every session. That is, I would like to entrail all of us, or entrain all of us. That means bring us on a similar vibrational level by chanting together the sacred mantra Om. Now let me, as we go now deeper, let me bring you also deeper to a greater understanding of Om and a greater practice of chanting. My spiritual teacher once said something very, very nice about Om. He said, Om Kara, or the Pranava, is the seed of transcendental realization. You know, just like a seed bears inside a huge banyan tree, the vibration Om bears inside of it transcendental or spiritual realization, which will unfold as you practice it. This is composed phonetically of the three transcendental letters A, U, and M. It will become clear in a moment. By its chanting, in conjunction with the breathing process, one is able to bring the mind, which is materially absorbed, under control. This is the way of changing the habit of the mind. If you want to create a new mind and a new life, vibrate transcendental mantras and syllables. So it's very important today for me to show you a little bit how you can chant the Om in a way that a totally, from the tiniest cell in the body to your mindset, can you know, supply you with new energies and new patterns. You need to learn the active focus. That is, when you chant, you should focus entirely on the sound vibration that goes on. And then you should try to exercise something like a passive focus. That is, you just receive the sound vibration as it goes on outside of you. This is active focus. You concentrate the mind. It's a little bit almost like going here through the trikuti, through this part, the frontal lobes, and then passive focus. You just receive. You let go of effort. And in between these two, to make a conscious, willful effort to concentrate and focus, and to just receive, to be almost bathed by the sound vibration, to have that sound vibration coming as a refreshing rainfall of sound that goes all through you. No? Between these two, active and passive focus, everything can happen. Now, as you have noted in the text which we heard, we heard that phonetically, that means by the sound vibration, Om is composed of three sounds. Ah, oh, and all these three sounds have to be placed in the bodies to make sure that everything in you resonates and is pervaded by the sound. You, in practical terms, you chant while focusing to the under your navel. You know, here's the navel and the bottom of your upright body. And then you go to the U dimension of the sound, the U. And then from the throat up to the front part of the body, the M. Let me do it one time for you. Please watch my hand. To deeply breathe in. Everyone, please, deep inhale. Two times, listen, receive the sound, just do this, I really feel renewed. Maybe it is because of the practice, but once Kabir, a mystical poet, wrote a poem. He said, "What is God? He's the breath." He answered, inside the breath. And here you see how closely sound, which is supposed to be the origin of everything, and breath, which is the bridge that connects us to life, are connected. And they all come together in this beautiful vibration of Om. It is really transformative. Today, first of all, thank you for participating. I assume you participate. I see you in my mind's eye chanting in your well-ordered living rooms and just creating a very healthy Om sound that puts you into a new space, it transforms your thoughts and everything. Now today, I would like to introduce you to a very special personality whose name we are going to chant. It is Shiva. If you please watch here behind me, the beautiful picture of Shiva is there. In the Bhagavatam, there is a very nice statement about the power of this name, which we will chant in Kirtan. He said, the Bhagavatam says, consisting of only two syllables, she and va. The sound purifies one of all bad karma. Again, a transformative experience waits for us. Shiva means Mangala, writes my spiritual master, or auspicious. Within the body, the soul is auspicious. So by chanting this syllable Shiva or this kirtan, you will most probably come in contact to your with your essential self. And when you are in contact with that, everything that is non-self falls comfortably and gently away. I did want to, before we start chanting, did want to tell you of an experience which I once made when I went to the sacred mountain Kailash, the earthly home of Shiva on this planet. According to the political borders now, the world map, it's situated in Tibet, and you have to go there by a long drive in a jeep on streets, at least at my time when I came, these streets were only like two tracks of wheels, you know, in the dust and in the highland, and we went between wild jacks and so on. When we finally arrived on before Mountain Kailash, how to describe this? I went out or jumped out of the jeep. I mean, I told the driver to stop, and just felt so much a presence, the presence of Shiva, that I fell flat on the ground. It was really something else. Later I learned that Lord Shiva relieves you from the dominance of your false identity. And then there was the circumambulation around the sacred mountain, and I could talk about this for hours, but just one experience. I went into the so-called Valley of Mirrors, and there on the mountain, left-hand side mountain range, I saw almost as a projection, like a projection, everything that went on at that time in my life. It was like a cinema projection from my mind on the walls, and the walls reflected back to me those lessons I still needed to learn. It was really entering the Valley of Mirrors. And this happens when you come in contact, when you do kirtan of Lord Shiva's name. Things become more clear to you. Things which were maybe hidden under the surface come more clear. Here we can only do a short kirtan, but it will be a very powerful experience. However, I wish to request you to now, as I always say on my interactive online sessions, to please put the bag of chips to the side, and to leave any necessary multitasking, and to just arrive on your seat and follow and go with us into this meditation, and then the beautiful kirtan. What we will do is we will make a little journey, connect with Lord Shiva, and in this way walk over the bridge to the inside. So please do me a favor to sit straight or tall. I think by now we have learned how to do this. Roll your shoulders a little up and back to open the volume of your chest. Center yourself by doing a few deep breaths. Most of us have a shallow breath due to the suppression of our emotions, due to the chronic stress which our life might put before us. Now we can give time to our breath, the bridge to life. To deepen your breath, I request you to pay special attention to your exhale. Inhale and then exhale, and exhale a little bit more. Go a little bit over the edge of your breath further on. This will automatically lengthen your inhale. Will deepen your inhale. Just gently breathe out a little bit more. Arrive in the present moment. The plans or expectations are in the future. You want to just be now in the present moment with your breath. Without focus on the exhale. In and out. Now we will sing a beautiful mantra which will appear in the comment section. Try to read it along, but I think soon you will catch the words and can even sing with closed eyes. I will one time sing the whole mantra, and then when Gokrishna, our talented harmonium player, sings, it's all of our turn. Focus also on Shiva. Maybe even ask for blessings, that more spiritual realization will come to you. For auspiciousness, maybe. He's known as the greatest of all yogis and Vaishnavas. And he sits in the ice palace on Kailash. Shiva, Shiva, Shiva Shambho. Shiva, Shiva, Shambho. Everyone, please. Shiva, 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 Shambho. Shiva, 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 Shambho. Shiva, Shiva, Shambho. Shiva, 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 Shambho. Shiva, 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 Shambho. Shiva, Shiva, Shambho. Shiva, 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 Shambho. Shiva, 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 Shambho. Shiva, 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 Shambho. Shiva, 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 Shambho. Mahadeva, Shambho. Mahadeva, Shambho. Mahadeva, Shambho. Mahadeva, Shambho. Shambho. Mahadeva, Shambho. Mahadeva, Shambho. Mahadeva, Shambho.
Ma
Mahadeva Shambho. Just a little moment in silence. The German mystic Meister Eckhart said, "What is closest to God? That is silence." Good silence is a silence where the mental noise stops. And when that mental noise stops, the waves on the lake of the mind, and they become calm, then a revelation, a divine revelation, can take place. And that is done in kirtan. As we chant these powerful mantras, sing them together, it's good if we allow our mental noise to become silent, so that the natural goodness of our mind can be restored. And at that time, the mirror of our mind, the clear mirror of the mind, God comes naturally. Spiritual realization, something which happens at that time. I want to tell you something about Lord Shiva. Once, as Lord Shiva sat meditating on the mountain Kailash, he got the information that Krishna had just appeared in the land of Vrindavan. Just like Lord Shiva came down from the mountain to greet Ram and welcome Ram, he went on his bull Nandi to Vrindavan. He went. It's not like this. He can just disappear and appear at another place. And he knocked at the palace of Nanda and Yashoda, where Krishna, like a lotus flower in a pond, had appeared. He knocked at the entrance door, and when a maidservant opened, he said, I want to see Krishna." The maidservant was shocked. Shiva had matted hair. There were snakes around his neck. I think you can see here. Yes, here. And he had a mystical aura around himself, a glow, a soft glow. She stumbled back to Mother Yashoda and said, "There's this mendicant. He has a black bag on his shoulder, you know. And he says he wants to see a Krishna." I said, "Yashoda, no, 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 no. He might put my little darling into his black bag and take him away. Tell him, no, Darshan. He should just be satisfied." Yashoda got a few bananas with these gifts of fruits, and he should please move on. So when Shiva heard the decision of Krishna's mother, he knew he could not go against that. That was not within his power. So he went to a nearby forest, sat down in the meditative pose, closed his eyes, and went very deep. But as he went so deep, he saw the beautiful smiling face of Krishna inside his heart. And then he started to cry out in longing, "I have come to see you. I really wish to see you." At that time, Krishna started to cry and cry and cry. Mother Yashoda tried to give him the breast, but he wouldn't accept the milk any longer. Mother Yashoda was in a turmoil. This had never happened. And if a child doesn't drink, it will die. So she went to her husband, Nanda, and told him. Nanda said, What happened?" "Well, I just sent away a mendicant. He looked so wild. I didn't want my little boy to die from shock." "Well," said Nanda, "we need to find that mendicant." And he gave an order, and the beautiful gopis, the maidservants of the household, went out and looked all over the place. And you know, when he comes, you just let Krishna see from a distance, just a little bit, and you see how he reacts. So the gopis found Shiva after considerable time. They said, "Entrance is permitted. You can come and see, just but a little from the distance, please." So Shiva went. And as he was coming up the steps to the palace, Krishna became a little bit more joyful. He didn't cry any longer. So the door was opened for him, and Yashoda came very much from the distance. Very, very much from the distance. But Krishna became so joyful and jolly that he stretched out his little hand. And Mother Yashoda went closer, and Shiva came into the palace. There was first the eye-to-eye meeting, and then Shiva took Lord Krishna on his chest. And Lord Krishna, in some accounts, wiped his forehead, and as a result you will find three lines on his forehead. The point here is Shiva went in meditation, he connected himself, and he longed. In the next Kirtan experience, which we are going to broadcast, I will discuss the three steps which Shiva and other great souls teach us how to bring our kirtan to a deeper dimension. But for now, this Sunday, my dear friends and viewers, I have a few surprises for you. First of all, if you wish, please join us for a deep spiritual conversation with Raghunath. Raghunath, you have to meet Raghunath. Raghunath is everything. A musician, a yogi, an inspired talker, and Kostuba, he will be here. They are a duo, and they will interview me or have a deep spiritual conversation on Wisdom of the Sages. It takes place 2 p.m. Central European time and 8 a.m. New York time. It will be also on my Facebook live, but you can maybe you better tune in. I'm not a computer man, but you can also find it, Wisdom of the Sages. I will post it, the exact email address or computer address. You know better than me about these things. Second, so next Sunday, if you're in Europe, 2 p.m. If you are in America or in New York, it's 8 a.m. New York time. Wisdom of the Sages, a deeply spiritual conversation. I mean, I don't know what Raghunath will say. He is a man of surprises, but it will be certainly something. Then please join us for an online day retreat called Namaste at home. This is interesting. Namaste, you know, usually you say namaste, but this is namaste, stay at home. Good. With Gauravani, wow, Charlie Kelly, Radhika Das, and many more on YouTube. It's the entire day. I will present also there. And the time is here, 6 p.m. Central European time. That's also next Sunday. If you forget, don't worry. It's we will put it on this here, this Instagram. Please also watch my Instagram page for further announcements. But at the final conclusion, I need to say thank you, thank you, thank you. For creating this together, the singing of Kirtan. I'm deeply honored and extremely inspired. I can't wait till the next Tuesday. And yes, let us keep this Kirtan going. And yes, be ready. Next time we will really see how we will deepen the experience and bring it to the next level. I thank you all. Gokrishna, please also let us greet all of them. See you next time. Hari Bol.